you should be saved as you are able. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ bless and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I invite you to be seated as we continue and sing verse stanzas 5 through 8 of hymn 332.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, Y-O-U, dot pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Music on the way in this hour from Russell Moore, Blue Highway, Missy Armstrong, the Lonesome River Band, and a conversation with Jim Lauderdale. We'll be sharing songs from his new CD, The Long and Lonesome Letting Go. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for breaking news in bluegrass, upcoming events, and more. Log on, check them out, BluegrassToday.com. We're going to kick it all off with a little help from Mylon Miller right now, a song he co-wrote with Beth Husband. Here's The Hour of the Owl.
Ticking. to take part in the show. In the hour of the owl, the hour of the owl, dark shadows follow, memories call, and then they start to prowl through my mind until they find a place to hoot and howl. Each second's film is thoughtful.
Almost two decades now, he has been a member of the Night Drivers together with Chris Jones. And every now and then, he puts out a great single. And there it is, the newest one from Mark Stoffel. He calls that one Barnyard Funk. I'm Terry Heard. We're into an hour of great bluegrass music, and we're going to bring around one of the most decorated bands in bluegrass now. Here's the new one from the Lonesome River Band, Blues of the Night.
Yeah.
about you, but I got a little whiplash on the kickoff there. That's Missy Armstrong. And another one of those great tunes co-authored by Mylon Miller and Beth Husband, one titled Cricket. So great to hear her back on record. Hey, a short break, and we'll be right back with my special guest, Jim Lauderdale, right after this.
Copper Mountain Records is proud to announce the new single, Just 18, from Crandall Creek. Written by Jerry Andrews and featuring special guests Darren Vincent and Andy Leftwich, Just 18 is a story of a young woman who leaves home to pay her dues as an aspiring musician and earn her place on the Opry stage. Just 18 by Crandall Creek. Available now at crandallcreek.com.
When she left home at just 18.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 34, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 20. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Wednesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 34 this afternoon. Lows level off around 20 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 30.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Paid for by UpLevel Rewards. Some deals may require the purchase of products, services, or subscriptions. Visit HolidayCash23.com for program requirements. Other restrictions and instructions to claim reward. Actor portrayal.
Layla, I'm telling you, this inflation is crazy. Gifts are more expensive than ever, and with the holidays coming, I don't know where I'm going to get the extra cash to pay for presents.
I hear you. I was feeling the same way, but then Jasmine told me about this website, HolidayCash23.com, where you can get $1,000.
Jasmine doesn't know anything about websites.
Well, she knew about HolidayCash23.com, and it's for real.
So you can go to HolidayCash23.com and get $1,000 for the holidays?
You just answer the basic questions on the site, complete the deals they show you, and get $1,000 sent to your Venmo or PayPal.
This will make the holidays a whole lot brighter. I'm going to HolidayCash23.com right now to get my $1,000.
Ready to get your $1,000 this holiday season? Get started right now at HolidayCash23.com. Go to HolidayCash23.com. Follow the simple instructions and get your $1,000. Go to HolidayCash23.com. That's HolidayCash23.com. Don't wait. Get the cash you need before the holidays. Go to HolidayCash23.com.
some letting go with special guest Del McCurry. That is the title track to the brand new CD from Jim Lauderdale, who happens to be sitting across from me right now. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Terry.
You know, with all your years of experience as a DJ, I'm wondering if we should just reverse roles and you just take over. I'm getting nervous.
No. Hey, I'm the nervous. You let me be the nervous one.
Okay, you be the nervous one. All right. Del McCurry, did he make you nervous? I mean, this is the first time you two have ever recorded together, although you've been on stage.
Yes.
Before.
No, I was, you know, Del, and Del is just such a unique, iconic, you know, amazing guy that he's just so disarming with his presence. It's so, he's got such a positive, joyful presence that, you know, it took my nerves away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And again, it is the kickoff track to the brand new album. At last count, correct me if I'm wrong, 36 albums to your credit today.
Yes. Yeah.
11 of those are bluegrass.
Yes. Bluegrass was my first love as a teenager and wanting to make records and be a bluegrass artist. And I was a banjo player, and I would try to get deals half-heartedly, not half-heartedly, but I'd try to get record deals. But I was good, but I wasn't great. And but then after coming to Nashville after college, I made a pilgrimage to hang out with George Jones, which I didn't get to, and with Roland White, which I did get to, and we actually recorded an album in Earl Scruggs's basement before I left Nashville.
I heard about that.
And so it was lost, to make a long story short, and it had Marty Stewart on acoustic guitar, Gene Wooten on dobro, Terry Smith on bass, Johnny Warren on fiddle, Stan Brown on banjo, and of course Roland on mandolin. And I could not, after I left Nashville, I thought, okay, this is it. This is my entrance here to the world of bluegrass. And I couldn't get a record deal for it. And then it got lost. I got so discouraged. And then years went by, and then Roland and I both realized we didn't have the masters. And he was sitting in with me one night at the Station Inn, and as he was leaving the stage, he said, "Oh, by the way, my wife found a tape at the bottom of a box, and it's got her names on it." So 33 years later, it got released and became my 30th album, what would have been the first. And so I'm really proud of that record. And just Roland White was just a wonderful guy. And you know, he listening to the Kentucky Colonels and the White Brothers, there was just this magic about them. And so to get to work with Roland was a real dream.
I will tell you, when I moved to Nashville in 1996, the very first person that came to my door was Roland White. And he had a loaf of bread, and he just wanted to welcome me to Nashville.
That's awesome.
That's Roland White.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who that guy was.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into another song right now, and then we're going to come back and talk about your collaboration with the Poe Ramblin' Boys and one particular guy that you wrote 6 songs on this project with. This one's called "I'm Only So Good at Being Good."
Too far gone. The party's to be too much, 'cause it never is enough.
Sensing there may be a story there. Jim Lauderdale and the Poe Ramblin' Boys here on Into the Blue from the new album, The Long and Lonesome Letting Go. One of six that you co-authored with a member of that band. Tell me about it.
You're talking about Josh Wrinkle.
Precisely.
He's the guitar player for the Poe Ramblin' Boys and sings with them too. And when we got together for the second time, when I first got together with Josh, I just thought, you know, out of courtesy, I want to reach out, and it would be good, you know, to write something with the band. And so we got together and wrote a song. I thought, hey, he's good. And we got together again, and he said, I've got this title. I'm trying to quit some things, and this came to me. I'm only so good at being good. And I was like, wow, now that's a song title. And so the rest was easy for us to write. And he is just, I can't say enough about him as a writer. He's such a great writer.
And I understand that song titles are important to everyone in bluegrass, but that is something you really look for as a songwriter.
Yes, I do. And I'm sure that those other songwriters out there, that's a quest for us constantly, is to, you know, a good title, boom, it just really grabs you. And that's half of the whole thing right there when you've got something that strong.
So you met him, along with the rest of the Poe Ramblin' Boys, at Merle Fest, and that's how this whole friendship got started.
That's right. A few years back, my friend Mike Drudge, who I had worked with years ago, contacted me and said, I'm working with this band called the Poe Ramblin' Boys, and they've got a couple of sets at Merle Fest. I'd love for you to see them. And hey, they, you know, if you would like to, I'm sure they'd be, would like for you to sit in. So I said, sure. So when I heard them, I was just so blown away. And I always say about them that they reminded me of this melding of the Stanley Brothers and Jimmy Martin, and I think that's a good way to describe them. And now that they've got Laura Orshaw in the band too, she adds such a thing. when I was talking about those days when I was here and did the record with Roland White, my roommate was Gene Wooten and a couple of other members of Wilma Lee Cooper's band. So I'd go to the Opry every weekend and see them. And Laura has that quality to me of Wilma Lee Cooper and just the greats. You know, she's just such a pure country singer, bluegrass singer.
Jim, I want to feature another song from this project right now, and it's yet another one of the six that you co-authored with Josh Rinkle. And then we'll be right back to talk about your collaboration with Ralph Stanley a number of years ago that led to an incredible friendship with the Grateful Dead's Robert Hunter. This one's called If I Could Only Get My Heart to See.
Records is proud to announce the new single, Just 18, from Crandall Creek. Written by Jerry Andrews and featuring special guests Darren Vincent and Andy Leftwich, Just 18 is a story of a young woman who leaves home to pay her dues as an aspiring musician and earn her place on the Opry stage. Just 18 by Crandall Creek. Available now at CrandallCreek.com.
When she left home at Just 18.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 34, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 20. Daytime highs approaching 34 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Wednesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 34 this afternoon. Lows level off around 20 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 30.
Back to 1999, I Feel Like Singing Today. Another title track, Jim, that with the great Ralph Stanley. What an experience that must have been.
That really was. You know, when I was mentioning the project with Roland, then all of those years went by. And then Ralph and I did a TV show, Ricky Skaggs at the Ryman, that Ricky used to have. And so Ralph was part of it. And so I said, Ralph, I'm doing a country record on RCA. I'd like to write something for you and the Clinch Mountain Boys to close the album with. And so he agreed. We did that. And then I went to Merlefest again. And I'd been sitting in with Ralph and the fellas. And when I walked in the dressing room, and it was my first time at Merlefest, when I walked in, the band looked at me, and James Allen Shelton said, good, he's here. Hey, you've got to go on with us. Two is sick. Ralph Stanley, the second one, sick. So I was thinking, oh, my gosh, this could be a potential disaster. I'm used to singing Ralph's parts.
You're the new Larry Sparks.
So
yeah, okay.
We had a rehearsal, and David Grisman sat in, too, who's one of my longtime heroes. So it was a great day. Oh, and so after that, I said, Ralph, how would you feel about doing an album together? So he agreed.
That's incredible. And I want to talk a little bit about Robert Hunter. And I understand there was a connection with this album way back in the day. And, boy, that turned into a great collaboration.
Yes, I tracked Robert down. When everything got set to record the album, I contacted a friend of mine, Rob Bleetstein, who lives near where Robert lived and knows everything about the Grateful Dead. And so he got us talking, and we started writing. And, you know, I figured that it might, that it could possibly happen, because I knew that Robert and Jerry Garcia were big fans of the Stanley Brothers and Ralph. And so he agreed, and we went from there. There are two on that album, and then he came to Nashville for about 3 months, and we wrote 33 songs, and two of them then ended up on the Lost in the Lonesome Pines album.
Which won a Grammy, by the way.
Yes, and then I started recording these songs that Robert and I wrote. Well, I haven't recorded all of them. I think 88 songs I've recorded that we've written, and so I've still got a few left I'll do someday. But that was a chance of a lifetime to get to write with him, and he was such a brilliant writer, and I really miss him so much. And there are so many times I'll start melodies and I'll think, Robert, this is perfect for Robert, and then, you know, so they're just waiting, you know, because I you know, he was just his own special writer.
Have you ever written with anyone like him before or since?
I have not. I've been really fortunate to write with so many great co-writers, and but he had, you know, he could go to the very, you know, this very kind of mystical stuff, almost to very simple love songs, and he understood bluegrass so well, and folk music and old timey music and country and rock. I mean,
certainly that had to be the connection with Jerry Garcia, who was such a huge bluegrass fan.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, there, as a matter of fact, there's going to be a exhibit of Jerry Garcia and with bluegrass at the museum in Owensboro.
Okay.
Coming up. Yeah.
All right. We'll check that out at the IBMM website. Yeah. We've got time for one more song, and I think this is one of the really hard-driving bluegrass tunes on the album. There are several, but this is one of my favorite. Tell me, when you think of straight-ahead traditional bluegrass music, where does your mind go? Who do you hear?
Well, you know, back in the day, of course, the master, our, you know, our forefathers of, you know, the Stanley Brothers, Jimmy Martin, Bill Monroe, and then going into the other generation of Larry Sparks, Del, and a little bit later, Peter Rowan.
Sure.
And so it just keeps going, and I think the Poe Ramblin' Boys really embody that great traditional sound.
And it's embodied in this song that you co-authored again with Josh Rinkle.
And this was the second to last song. And I think every bluegrass band, when they go into the studio, they need a barn burner, as they call them. And so I was saying that to Josh. It's like, you know, we need that. And he kept talking about, saying something, well, so-and-so, I mean, it was time to drop the hammer down, and mentioned that a few times. I said, Josh, let's write that. That's our title. So, boom, it came out.
It's a show closer and an album closer.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Jim Lauderdale with the Poe Ramblin' Boys and Drop the Hammer Down.
Drop the hammer down. all in your hands. Shape a higher plan. You don't have to wait. Go on, change your fate. Working while you pray. Help them find the way. Make a righteous sound. Drop a hammer down. Drop a hammer down. Drop a hammer down. Put your feet on the ground. Drop a hammer down. Drop a hammer down. Drop a hammer down. Put your feet on the ground. Drop a hammer down.
Drop the hammer down, Jim Lauderdale and the Poe Ramblin' Boys. Jim, thank you so much for being
Terry,
here.
Terry, thank you. It's great to see you again, and I really appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure, and we'll be right back.
I've been using GHS strings since I started playing music full-time some 30 years ago.
Chris Jones for GHS Strings.
Tone is so important to a bluegrass musician, and GHS strings have consistently delivered the tone I need on stage and in the studio.
Use GHS strings for the passion, power, and performance in your music. And check out Chris Jones and the Night Drivers at chrisjonesmusic.com.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 34, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 20. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Wednesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 34 this afternoon. Lows level off around 20 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 30.
Now here's Third Time Out.